The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. You need a business card that makes a great impression, and you need a great deal on those cards. Go to Vistaprint.com right now. Vistaprint has thousands of designs on their website, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint's just launched a new and improved card without a price increase. And right now, you can get 250 of these new cards for just $10. That's half off the regular price, but only if you enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner. And Vistaprint prints on all kinds of things. Check out their whole line. Again, for half off those premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com.
Columbus Day.
Hello, everyone. Baltimore Billy Sikorsky here, speaking of sports and speaking of the ALDS report. Let me start again.
Okay.
Start the music again. Come on.
You got it, Bill. Billy.
Well, I ain't been on for a long time, you know.
You want some Old Bay?
So, some Old Bay on my crabs.
You are a perfectionist.
Before we go, how you been?
I don't have time for that. I got to do my sports.
Well, I know we're speaking of sports, but, you know, it's so rare that we have a moment that it's just you.
So you're asking me how I've been?
Yeah, how you been?
Okay. Hello, everyone. Baltimore Billy with the ALDS playoff opener report. Well, CC Sabathia, Russell Martin, and the New York Yankees crashed a party that was 15 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
That's the party they always were going to have for being in the playoffs.
Right, sure.
Martin led off the ninth inning with a tie-breaking home run off Jimmy Johnson. Sabathia turned in a sparkling pitching performance.
What kind of performance?
A sparkling pitching performance.
That means good.
And I said, of course he did.
Right.
Of course he's a Yankee. What do they do but win?
Of course.
All the time. I'm so frustrated. You know, I was saying to the missus the other day.
How's she?
Betty Sikorsky?
It's Betty now?
Betty Sikorsky. What was it before?
I don't know, but it wasn't Betty.
Neither do I.
Well, it is now.
I said to Betty Sikorsky,
Baltimore,
I said, you know,
Betty.
I said, this is stupid. I don't understand. Why? Why am I not happier?
Yeah, why?
Well, I'm not happy because a win's a win and a loss is a loss.
That's true. No one can argue with that.
The fact is, you know, when you come out and, you know, you're waiting all these years for the O's to get back there, you know, to relive the days of Earl Weaver and Eddie Murray and all that.
Yep. Sure.
You know, you say to yourself, what's wrong with this thing?
Do you think Freddie Lynn could fix this?
Freddie Lynn could fix it.
Ah, the glory days, right, Billy?
Doug DeSensei could do it.
Does it feel like somebody...
Brooks Robinson would be saving the day.
Of course he would.
Does it feel like somebody punching the gut?
It's a 7-2 loss. Anyway, you slice it.
That's true.
If you want to slice it thin, it's a 7-2 effing loss, and I'm depressed about it.
That's a punch.
So we come back. Hopefully we can bounce back in game two.
Right.
So.
But right now, I'll be honest with you. The party was spoiled for me because CC Sabathia didn't get the birds even on track.
Now, here's a question. Are you pleased outside of the result? Are you pleased with the coverage that the Orioles have been getting?
No.
Because you know who's covering the matchup
Lowell Melser. What they did, they don't even have a sports guy who's covering the O's.
Well, we have good news for you about that.
When I'm watching Channel 11, I don't want to watch that guy. He's a homo. He's a homo.
Well,
there's anything wrong with that, but he's a homo.
Yeah, he's a weatherman.
I mean,
is he a meteorologist, Mark?
He is.
I called the station, you know, on TV Hill. I called the station. I said, what's the deal with Lowell Melser covering the O's? He's not a sports guy.
I thought you would have been pleased.
I mean, really, why don't you say, send out, if you're going to send somebody out there, send out Marty Bass, but he works for another TV station.
Exactly.
Marty's good.
What do we got? We got Lowell Melser.
He's a homer.
Who's covering the O's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a homer.
Yes.
I know he loves the team.
You should be pleased
He loves a lot of teams.
I'll tell you one thing. He's pushy.
You think?
I know. He probably horned his way in, and now the sports guy can't do it because Lowell wants to do the sports, so they probably passed a more qualified guy over because they want, you know, they skip over people that have more talent.
Well,
that's the way I look at it.
You don't have to tell
talented.
Lowell. Yeah.
What?
You know, you
he's
don't
very
have...
talented.
Yeah. He's very talented. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Billy.
That's so
anyway.
Nice.
That's so nice.
Now, while we're talking about Lowell, you say he's pushy.
Yeah.
Why do you suppose he's pushy?
You know, I know where you're going, Rob.
I don't.
I know where you're going.
This is your thought.
You know, because you pick on them, what you're doing doing that Jew thing.
What?
That's what you're doing.
No,
and you know what? People like you, my mother, Mrs. Sikorsky.
How is she?
Huh? Elizabeth Sikorsky told me.
So also Betty.
Elizabeth.
Baltimore Beth.
Maybe that's wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, you're right. Shut up, Rob.
Is she still alive?
Elizabeth Sikorsky said, people like you, they go with the blacks, then the Jews, then they move on to the Catholics like me.
I didn't know you were Catholic.
I'm Billy Sikorsky. That's of course I'm a Catholic. I'm a walking Polish church. Come on. Let me get back to my report.
I'm sorry. Please do you want your music?
Hi, this is Ballmer Billy Sikorsky with the ALDS playoff opener report.
Speaking of sports.
So game two will be played Monday.
Right.
And then I'm not sure, you know, we got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I'm not sure, you know, when the other games are going to be played.
And it's is it a best of seven?
No. It's a best of five.
Okay, just checking.
All right, so to start the game.
I would have known that.
Yeah. The start of the game was delayed by rain for 2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours and 26 minutes, and that did nothing to lessen the enthusiasm of 47,841 screaming fans.
Well, that's good.
That endured 14 losing seasons while waiting for the O's to play a postseason game.
Did Pushy Lowell?
At Camden Yards.
Did Pushy Lowell predict that rain?
No.
Because he's a meteorologist.
Well,
that's what
he should be doing. Lowell Melser. Pushy Lowell Melser ought to be focusing on the, on the weather and not on the O's.
Like the clouds?
You know, maybe we would have won that game if Lowell Melser wasn't covering the O's.
Do you think he's a curse? Bad luck charm?
I don't know. Let's do this.
What?
Let's throw him out of the press box and see how they win. let's see. I go down here, Andy Pettit will bring 42 games of playoff experience in a game two on Monday.
Nice.
He'll be the starting pitcher for the Yankees. Orioles rookie Wei Yin Chen will be making his postseason debut.
Oh, that'll be great.
So,
is he a Chinaman?
No, what kind of thing? You can't do that no more.
I know, I forgot.
You remember that?
Incredible
bigot.
I forgot.
Out there that gets pissed off at you when you do that.
Is he Asian?
You know what? Why don't you step outside?
You know, Billy is Polish. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I'm also here. Polish.
How many Sikorskis it take to screw in a light bulb, right, Rob?
That's right.
Yeah, well, you can lick it.
Do you remember how you broke your arm raking leaves?
How'd I break my arm raking leaves?
You fell out of the tree.
Okay. Start the damn show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Feels pretty swollen. Just work that knee.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Always messing with the knee.
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna give a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you gotta master the technology of this game.
Phil, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
God. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
You're crazy, too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cabby Fiverr Studios, ladies and gentlemen, this is America's great podcast.
Nothing from
the Mike O'Mara Show. I would have said beloved, but unfortunately, I didn't have enough time during the intro.
You hadn't enough syllables.
Do you have that on its own, that wonderful song?
Yeah. Nothing from Nothing.
Do you know what's on my original audition tape?
It's one of the reasons I like to
play. Could you locate it for me right now?
Give me one moment.
Locate it right now because it's really one of my great favorite talk-up records. And I enjoy talking it up so much that when I heard Rob play that in his pre-arranged, pre-open piece, I was praying that I would be able to have the whole song to myself.
Work as soon as that song hits, it cheers you up. It's just a good kind of peppy, happy song.
Thank you very much.
I'll have it for you in a moment.
Okay, and it's Nothing from Nothing. Billy Preston.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there was another song he had a hit in the 70s. Space Race.
Yes, remember that also one? Outer Space was one.
Yes.
And,
Outer Space?
Outer Space it was called.
Outer Space?
Mm-hmm. Outer Space.
Are you got it for me?
Finding it right now. You see, I've got a few records over here. I got a thumb.
How many
through.
Records do you go through when I ask you to do that? That's what.
Usually about 20,000.
20,000 records!
I know, right?
His iPad is full.
All right, let me tell you.
I had to delete a movie today because I didn't have enough room
what
for all
movie?
The music. I deleted The Wizard of Oz.
Rob is, while he's doing that, I will tell you that our show is brought to you by Encore Insurance. Services, LLC. They're our great friends, and they do so much good for people. Official sponsors of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you. If only they sold health insurance.
Oh, if only.
Anyway, just as they, just as they've helped Oscar Santana. God. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. So proud we are and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services.
Phenomenal service.
Great stuff. And Oscar loves them. Can I jingle into this record, Mike?
You can, okay? Rob. Here we go.
Okay.
Yay. Columbus Day.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, good afternoon, everyone. It's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 50 million times, and guess what? We're heard in 150 countries. Nothing
from nothing. Oh, nice
Thank
job.
You. Very nice, very clean, very nice, good. Very tight.
After all that, if I hadn't been able to tight cue it at the beginning, I would have been very depressed.
Well, you did just fine, especially since it's a holiday.
Call us. Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I stepped all over
That's
that
all right. It's a holiday.
Yes, yeah, a work day for us. A day off from my lovely wife, and happy birthday, Buzz!
Yay, Buzz! Happy birthday!
One day late, right?
Thank
One day
you.
Late.
Yes, my yes. birthday officially yesterday.
Buzz's birthday was Sunday. We're celebrating it today on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I have some cards for you, Buzz.
Oh, I like somewhere. Birthday cards.
I think it's
cards.
Over here, Mike.
Huh? Oh, there's one card. Well, you've yes. got one card.
There you go. Uh-huh. This is from go. Us.
Well, how
there
nice.
I have two nice cards day. For Buzz.
And so actually, nice. You can read that on the air if you like.
In fact, I would like my cards to be read on the air, too.
Okay. You got it. Well,
Oscar, do you want Buzz to read your card on the air?
Sure. Entertaining.
Rob okay. just handed it to
oh,
him.
Oh, this is so nice. It says, happy birthday, Grandpa. Didn't want to let this day go by without letting you know that you're loved and appreciated. Well, yeah, it just doesn't get any better than
nice.
That. It does. And it says, Buzz, you're an important part of our family. Hope you know you're being thought about and wished a good day. We said, have a good day. Happy birthday. Love the whole gang. And there's a gift card to Amazon.
There yes. you go. There's a $15 gift card to Amazon.
I appreciate that. And I'll use the Mike O'Mara Show page to do my shopping.
And right, you know, it's funny because okay. the gift card was also bought through the Mike O'Mara Show webpage.
I'm going to try to flick Bada my bing. Card over there. Okay. And here we go.
It's not going to work.
Don't we have birthday music in the background?
We can have some birthday music if you want. Sure. Absolutely.
Don't put out my eyes.
All right. Very good. How about that? I'll throw the other one over at you.
By the way, a word to the...
Oh, sorry about that.
Right to the right. face.
To the people now, at Hallmark, yes. if they would just expand the selection of large print birthday cards. There was so few to choose from.
Actually, white one first.
Start with the cream colored.
The cream
one first,
colored, yes, right. not white.
The contracting right. is what they
yes.
do.
This is a sweet right. day.
This is very nice. Ooh. Oh, it's, you know, and I think there's a kind of a religious theme. It says, you're a blessing.
Yes, agreed.
God has angels on the earth, and I think you might be one of them.
Oh, God.
The inscription continues inside. It yeah. says, the strength of your face and the faith.
face.
The strength of your faith.
You couldn't even read the word yes. faith.
And the kindness of your actions have inspired me so many times. I've laughed with you, listened to you, and have seen God at work in your life.
Yes.
So on your birthday, I want you to know, I thank God for the blessing of you.
Wow.
Happy birthday, signed me,
From
which
the
is
heart,
Mike O'Mara.
What well, are clearly. Those? Are those hives, Buzz? Yes. I see that you're
yeah,
just...
Yeah, you okay? Yeah.
It's terrific.
I think my shoes have burst into
no
flame.
No better person to give a religious card
yeah,
to.
Hey. Stop the counts.
Here we go. Let's end my last card for you.
From the blue envelope.
This is the real one.
The real card from Mike. It says, to me... You are one of the greatest examples of life and how to live it, always giving all you can, your kindness, your smiles, your love, and making others like me feel good just to be around you.
Agreed.
So, on your 75th birthday, I just want you to know you're appreciated, you are loved, and you are wonderful.
There you go.
Signed, oh, Mike.
Sweet. How that do you always so find kind. The best cards?
You
Mike.
Do.
Happy
time.
Birthday, Buzz.
Thank you so much, kids.
Now,
I appreciate
now,
it.
Now, you got your Amazon gift card.
I do, yes.
And you got these wonderful cards.
I did,
and
yes.
And you would think that would be enough yeah, for anybody's
would think,
birthday.
I am fulfilled.
I would say more than enough, Mike.
But this is the year that, well, I can't take credit. Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Yes.
Has worked overtime.
Tirelessly.
Worked overtime.
Rob worked?
Yes. And
it sounds like a newsreel.
What we are going to be doing
yes.
is we are going to be taking a look back, and we call this segment this what is it, Rob? This year?
This year, Buzz's birthday memories.
Buzz's This Year in Buzz Burbank Birthday Memories. Oh,
and what's amazing is, as a courtesy, we don't want to reveal Buzz's age.
Thank you, Rob.
I mean, I just think that's courteous.
We thought, you know, the 75th thing.
Yeah, that was a joke.
It's simply a joke.
We know you're close.
We know you're much.
But what we're going to do.
Hold on. We know you're much older than that.
What we're going to do is, instead of revealing your age, we're going to look back on things that were happening on your birthday at certain segments of your life.
Oh, like on my birthday throughout history.
For example, can we start?
Let me just set it up the right way. So that's why we're calling it On This Date in Buzz Burbank's Birthday. This year in Buzz Burbank's Birthday.
I think I have the idea.
Let me see it.
We're
improvising this as we go on.
It's a working title. Yes.
This year in Buzz Burbank's Birthday. No, wait. What are we calling it?
Buzz's Birthday Burbank Days Through the Years.
You got it.
Yeah, here's what we're calling it. Through the Years in Buzz Burbank's Birthday.
Well, I like that. By Barbasol.
Right.
That's right.
Now here's Lowell Thomas.
We're going backwards to, you know.
And as I say, we're not going to reveal his age.
Right. We're not going to reveal, but we are to play clips from the years that you were 55,
for
example, 25,
when we start,
actually, 35.
Let's see if we can go back. Buzz, do you remember what was going on? On your 56th birthday?
This is on Buzz's 56th birthday.
56th birthday.
You think back a few years.
CBS News. Elvis Presley, the one-time king of popular music, is dead at the age of 42.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network.
Yeah.
Presley was stricken this afternoon. And his
sad day, really.
Yep.
And amazing that it happened on his birthday.
I always thought
Elvis died in August.
Was it his 55th birthday or his 56th?
That was Buzz's 56th birthday. Anyway. Don't confuse it, Mike, with what happened on Buzz's 53rd birthday.
It's your 53rd birthday.
When you were 53, Buzz?
Oh, man, those were the
days.
Let's
take a look back. This is when Buzz was 53.
Good evening. President Nixon reportedly will announce his resignation tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Vice President Ford will become the nation's 38th president tomorrow. That word comes unofficially from aides and associates of both men, but not from the two men themselves.
And Buzz was 53.
You were about the same age as Richard Nixon then, right?
I was, and that was a day of mixed news for me. I mean, I was pleased that he was leaving.
Can we go a little further back?
We can. You know, what's amazing is that was sort of a sad day for America. How happy America was on Buzz's 50th birthday.
Really?
You remember birthday 50, Buzz?
Boy, I don't know. I'd have to think.
The big 5-0.
Man's first words, Neil Armstrong's first words, from setting foot on the moon were, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yeah. So great.
You were a young enough man to appreciate.
Everyone remembers where they were for the moon landing, but Buzz was actually celebrating at Shakey's.
Right. Yeah, and you just bought that first color TV.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Very exciting. Let's take a little
round picture.
I'd like, he was 50. He was, he was in his.
You want to hear his 40th?
He was in his midlife. I'd like to hear him
when
in the prime.
Really,
let's go back to his 40th birthday. This is exciting.
Man,
and this is really just a happy day because I think you were at the contest, Buzz.
And here's Miss Utah, 5'10", eyes of blue, a blonde enchantress.
Oh, man.
Bloom and talent places her in the charmed circle.
What a babe.
Colleen K. Hutchins of Salt Lake City, crowned by last year's winner, Yolanda Betbeze, Miss America of 1952.
How old were you then, 40, mid-40s?
40. This is 40.
Yeah, 40.
How about that?
Yeah.
But nothing was as exciting as his 39th birthday.
Let's listen to that.
And I think you'll even remember this, Buzz. I know it was a long time ago. 39, douchebag 30s, and America was happy.
What happened?
America waited out World War II's last tense hours. At the White House, President Truman, State Secretary Burns, and Cordell Hull stood by for the momentous surrender message from the Japanese.
What a relief.
Radio men, sound and camera crews of worldwide newsreels kept vigil with Washington reporters.
And the amazing thing about Buzz's 39th birthday, it was mixed emotions. He was happy about VJ Day, but so sad that he was too old to serve in the war.
I wanted to, in that war, but I had served before.
That's true.
Now, I know we got plenty more. Let's do one more, Rob, and then we got to move on.
All right, let's go to Buzz's 35th birthday.
Prime
of his life.
Just
35. Prime of his life, and then we can come back to this.
But he's just a kid at this
Buzz
birthday,
Burbank,
35. Oh, you know what? I've just set the clip up. Buzz was actually at a football game
on
his 35th birthday.
You remember that?
Had my hands wrapped around a cup of cocoa.
Yeah.
Interrupt this broadcast and bring you this important bulletin from the United Press.
Oh, I forgot.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, God. Man.
Yeah, at age 35.
35.
And the direction of your life would change.
It would.
Was it frustrating being too old to serve? back then when the Japanese attacked.
It was. You know, I'd had the pleasure of serving in the big war, World War One.
Right.
But I couldn't, and I was
disappointed. Well, play the newsreel thing again, Rob, because that's up for now.
Okay. We're done for now, but we'll come back and look at the early years.
This day on Buzz's birthday.
Wow.
That's what it's called.
Boy, that's thanks.
This day on Buzz's birthday.
Really brings back the memories. I really
Spectacular.
Brilliant.
I was so pleased that you saved all those clips. Stacks and stacks of 78 RPM records.
I saved everything.
On the show today, yard sale fun for me over the weekend.
That's right.
Yes.
And also, I continue my journey to Handy Mannery.
Did you do something handy?
Oh,
something
I did a lot of stuff handy.
Wow.
I put together a bed.
Good.
I fixed a chair.
Okay.
Nice.
And I organized my tools.
Hey, you said you were going to.
Hey, that's terrific.
You guys right now in this house could ask me about any tool, and I would know exactly where it is.
Where is your red flathead screwdriver?
Red flathead screwdriver is in the den in the...
In the secret closet?
In the gray toolbox.
Now, what you need to do, Mike, is you really want to do...
It's right here.
Oh, that's a big one. You know what? I have more screwdrivers. Well, you guys need screwdrivers?
No,
if you
I'm
need
good.
Screwdrivers, I should have sold some screwdrivers at the yard sale.
You know what? You should have sold them with orange juice and vodka.
Should have done. ABC license.
Also on the program today, will I use a snowblower this summer?
I think you will.
I'm curious because now we have gotten an early taste of the bite of winter here on the East Coast.
Yeah,
so
bites.
It's
See, I love it. Came out this morning, I thought, this is great.
I'm going to remind you of that in a few weeks.
And you know what? I'll still love it.
I would like to start with a theme that we've had the last couple of weeks on the show, and I'm letting you live this through me. I had mentioned that I was going through a health insurance broker.
That's right.
And that I was turned down with two out of the three. Well, ladies and gentlemen...
Trifecta.
The third one came through with another turn down.
Yay, Mike, a perfect record. Yeah,
that is this is a phone call from the broker.
That sucks.
We got the third people. She works with three insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
The third one turned me down. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I am a healthy person. I have one pre-existing condition, which is sleep apnea. I've talked about that on
the
show.
Don't forget your pre-existing condition of being gorgeous.
Of being guilty.
That's right, guilty. That's right.
Of being hot. So I will be honest with you. It was a shocker. And the relief I get is that, fear not, 2014, everybody has to get health insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, though, you know, why not just turn people down willy-nilly? So I'm here to say that working through this, it is the most amazingly frustrating. You go through about an hour to fill out the initial form.
Sure.
Then I had a half an hour interview with an underwriter not an underwriter, but the person probably filling out the paperwork for the underwriter.
The underwriter is just ultimately the person who says no.
And then bing, bang, boo,
right.
No, we're not going to insure you.
And
my feeling is at 53, I am not the most unhealthy person I know.
No.
No, not
I am not the
stretch.
Healthiest either. I think sleep apnea is a health deal. I'm overweight. I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, but you're fast on the way of fixing this
stuff. But that doesn't matter. The fact is that I know that there are people that are in worse shape than I am, and it's stunning to me that if they're turning me down, then this must just be the land of no for everybody.
Yep, yep.
And we hear all this crap about we're going to repeal Obamacare, and I'm here to say if you have one reason to vote for the president of the United States, vote for the people out there that need insurance.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that's the way I look at it.
Help
I really
the people
do.
That require the help. Now, let me ask you a
because
question.
If this is the way it is, what we're dealing with right now is the way it's always been.
Right.
It's supposed to change in 2014.
Right.
But right now, it's the way it is. Buzz had to go through the same crap. I've talked to people that have to go through this all the time. And it really is welcome to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And it, to me, is absolutely stunning. I am... I'm still shocked. I was so depressed. I went to a group plan where I talked to a guy that was very, very nice, and he's working on it, but there are no guarantees. And it's just a stunning situation that we have healthcare in this United
One
States.
One thing I know about you is you are not, as a rule, a horribly optimistic person.
Right.
And I think that helps all of us when we temper our optimism.
Right.
It prevents us from being disappointed.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you went into this and you had three opportunities to be insured, did you think that you would give success in at least one of them?
I thought I'd have a choice of three.
Okay.
And I didn't think this would be going on.
Yeah, even you, as a pessimistic person by nature, this has to be so heartbreaking.
Oh, it was what it is to me is a complete stunner and shocker that this is the way our society works now. And incidentally, this is just matter-of-factly, and incidentally, for the douchebag that a guy that worked for an insurance company when I was talking about this online.
Right.
He wrote, "You don't snore, Mike. You have sleep apnea." Well, you, Mr. Insurance Man. Yes, I do.
Bet you could have guessed where he worked just by that comment.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because that is the standard. It's like, oh, we're not going to cover you because you could get sick.
Yeah.
It really... Then what's the point?
The degree of compassion runs out where the commission runs out. Compassion equals commission.
Right.
If there's no commission in it for them, there's no compassion.
None at all.
Right.
It's amazing to me.
I think that, you know, it's tough to hear you go through this because there are people out there that are in far worse off situations.
Yes. True.
Yeah. We know. Unbelievable. Unbelievably worse.
If he gets shut out, they don't have a chance.
Yeah. Right. That if you, as a guy who's willing to pay...
Right.
I'm willing to pay a high premium to be part of this system, can't get offered a decent deal or even acceptance into the club.
Right. At any price.
Most people...
At any price, Buzz is right.
I think people just give up.
Did you
ever at one point say, F it, I'm just going to see what happens?
I'm at the beginning stages of it right now, to be honest with you.
A lot of people have done that.
You know, it's frustrating for me, and I have an option that's this ridiculously expensive government program, COBRA, that I don't... I'm not going to do. It's crazy. I can't afford it. I can't afford to do it.
Right.
So what we are in a situation now is that we're... You know, trying to look at other alternatives. If I didn't have Buzz as an example to walk me through it, because he's been through the same thing.
I actually ended up with insurance.
It really is, to
sucks.
Me.
It's not fair.
I mean, really, screw you, Aetna. Screw you, United Healthcare.
Right.
Screw you, Anthem. You know, you bastards. You
Anthem.
Unbelievably heartless bastards. This is what it's about. I'm sitting here in this chair as a spokesperson for people who do not have health insurance.
I've sat in that chair saying the same thing.
And it is criminal. and if you don't think that we need to fix a situation that we're in right now, and I have not had a heart attack. I have not had cancer. I have not, you know, and there are people that, you know, say you've got a heart condition.
Yeah, what if you're really
about
sick?
You cannot be denied because of pre-existing conditions. And they scream that at the Republican National Convention that they want to repeal. They want to repeal. Well, you know who wants to repeal? The insurance companies want to repeal, you stupid bastards.
Mike, if you weren't so reliant on government, expecting government to provide you with everything, you wouldn't be
exactly,
so frustrated.
Mike.
I have been turned
down. Pull
yourself
up by your bootstraps, man.
I have been rejected in the opportunity to pay $400 to $600 a month to an insurance company.
That, as a rule, you will never touch that money. You will never benefit from that money.
Really?
Right.
Just please be aware that, you know, the vast majority of Americans really probably do not go through what I'm going through right now. And really, when you see these people that are saying, repeal this, it's terrible. We've got the greatest system in the world. We do if you're in the pockets of health insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that do it. These are the people that are lobbying this. These are the people that are in the... And just don't be screwed.
Yeah.
Don't be disillusioned by these people that say that it's something spectacular, our American healthcare. It's not.
Someday there'll be vouchers or something.
It'll be fine. Yeah, vouchers. we'll give you a little money.
It's like a coupon.
That might help you buy some insurance.
Right.
Screw you, Mitt.
Yeah, we really should run healthcare like they run Bed Bath & Beyond.
Really?
Just, you know, look for the mailer.
They are very generous with their
I mean, the new economy has a lot of people that are starting small businesses like this and are trying to make their way with it. And right now, you don't have, I literally, if I didn't have some creative ideas, and I'll go ahead and mention it when I get it.
Yes.
I'll trump
everybody
it.
Should know.
When I get it, they're going to be on this radio show.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to have Mark sell them some advertising.
Excellent. I think we should.
Right now, I don't want to do that.
I
but I'm working on something.
Let's
we'll see
close
if
it
happens.
You
but
want to make
really
sure it works.
Just, you know, you sit here and you work hard and you try to make your way. And all I want
to
do, I'm willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to pay out of pocket.
That's what hurts the most.
Yeah,
you're
really,
willing to pay and you can't get it.
You can't do it because they are so protective of the all-American dollar.
Right.
And they have more money than Jesus,
oh,
and they always
they
will. And they would if they insured everybody.
Of course.
They still have six scary profits, but they don't do it because it's the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, healthcare costs, you know, our costs. Bull. It is amazing. And I'm here to tell you I'm a victim of it. And
a lot of people are.
I'll keep you posted on what goes on. And as soon as I know what goes on, I'll let you know if I get a solution to this.
God.
I don't want to do that until I do.
Yeah, I understood.
I'm not going to
make sure it works.
I'm not going to give somebody a commercial that doesn't deserve it.
Right.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
And again, let's put this in the right context. You are a gentleman who has been gainfully employed for the majority of your life.
Right.
And you have paid your taxes.
Right.
You have done charitable work. Mm-hmm. You're a white man. Mm-hmm.
Found innocent of all charges.
You've got your own home here.
Yeah.
You work hard every day, right. And you still can't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, but the first two heard sleep apnea and went, no. No right. detail. Right. Then I was on the phone with this one babe over at Aetna for about a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it makes you feel so out there. You feel so exposed, yep. And you feel so alone.
Adrift. Yeah.
And yeah. It really is stunning to me. Mm-hmm. It is stunning to me.
And it's scary.
Yeah. And we need to fix it.
Imagine if your kids were counting on your health care.
That'll get me emotional.
I've probably told you this before. That do you know that the entire cost of Robert's treatments, they exceeded $2 million.
Wow.
I'm not a bit surprised.
If we had to have paid that,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
you wouldn't exist.
We would not exist. And it's not anything we did, and it's not anything we didn't do. We caught a bad luck thing. My son got leukemia.
Right.
And over three years, 6 months or so, it was about $2 million worth of treatment.
If you're listening to this show and you have a full-time job with benefits, you don't know how lucky you
cherish
are.
Cherish it. Hold on tight.
Hang on for dear life.
Yeah. So
it's the only good thing CBS ever did for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing.
Seriously.
Truly amazing. And and the fact is, you are exceptions to the rule. There's still plenty of money out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's plenty of money because everybody pays.
I've done dick with my insurance my entire life.
Well, that's the whole reason it's called insurance, because the younger people probably don't use it as much and that type of thing. But, you know, here I am sitting there just, an overweight guy with sleep apnea. Snoring. And they go, you're more likely to get sick. So screw
and yet any uninsured person, the healthiest uninsured person, is still just one unfortunate incident away from ruin.
Right.
At
absolutely.
Any time.
Oh, yeah. The insurance company, Anthem, any company is, you didn't expect us to pay out, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way they
That's
do it.
That's not how we do it.
Right. It's
you're not doing it right, Buzz.
So what's frustrating is, is that you get into this and I'm trying to keep my head up and I'm trying not to feel kind of worthless. Yeah. And
it's not over yet.
You know,
there's some hope.
It's really mind boggling. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. And that's my own personal story. And I will persevere. And, God forbid I don't get sick. And, knock on wood, that'll be the case.
Wash your hands, Mike.
Yeah. So
please wash your hands.
But boy, wow. America.
It's surprising. It's shocking.
America, America. God shed his grace on thee. Wow. Lovely. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about the weekend with the Pigeon Sisters.
Hey, your yard sale. You are the merchant.
Hey, the proceeds from my yard sale would have paid for 1 month of health insurance.
Almost.
Wow.
We'll take a break. Come right back. He's crossing your mind again. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival. I'm taking the kids out to that.
Excellent.
Enjoy breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Taste amazing Virginia wines. My daughters don't get to do that. And listen to great bands all day long, and they'll be pumpkin chunking.
This is the best.
Using engineered catapults with a 3/4 mile range.
Yeah!
That is worth the drive. That's why I'm going out. It all happens Friday, October 12th through Sunday, October 14th at the Long Branch Farm in Millwood, Virginia, just off Route 50. For more details, visit historiclongbranch.com.
That's this weekend.
Where advanced discount tickets are on sale till October 10th. Take the kids! And take in all the fall colors, the Shenandoah Valley Wine and Music Festival coming up this weekend.
I
could not be more excited about that. And listen, I apologize for purging myself of that.
Don't.
Because what? It's not all that entertaining, and it's goddamn depressing. And
you don't
I'm
want
sorry.
It, Mike, the last thing you want to do is ruin the holiday.
I'm going to show you this. I do this show prep with about five or six items a day. I do that, and I jot down little things that I'm going to talk
about. It's a lot of yellow on that pad.
I was at 5 when I got the phone call.
And it just stopped.
And I
think it's cute that you wrote...
I was thrown for a loop.
Your soul.
It's cute, Mike, that you wrote the 6.
Yeah.
But you didn't put a 6th item. Yeah. It's almost like you were stricken.
I didn't, but stricken. Don't use that word.
No.
So yard sale fun at the house, our third annual... Fabulous yard sale. I want to thank a couple of listeners to the show that stopped by with their kind words, and one guy in particular.
Did they show up with any green?
I gave the guy, that Mark brought the t-shirts back in here. He knows I give them to everybody. I gave the guy a free Dick Queasy t-shirt. Because what was his comment? He said to me when he worked for the FBI police department.
You were scared of him.
He said to me that he worked the graveyard, and he said that the 1 hour of this show was the best hour of his day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
and
nice.
And that, to me, when you give me a compliment like that, how can I not give you a Dick Queasy t-shirt?
Is it dusty in here?
I was so happy with that. However, the day was interesting.
You had nice weather.
What time did you start?
We started at 4:30 in the morning.
It's about what time you have to.
Now, we had a little wine on Friday night.
No.
That's not a good move.
Mrs. O'Mara informed me that I was to put out the yard signs at approximately 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We went to bed, and she said, we will wake up. I will wake you up at 6 o'clock to put out the yard signs.
Now, the diction you're giving her, your choice of words, makes me hear Joan Crawford's voice. You will wake at 6 a.m.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter. Mrs. O'Mara said to me.
The widow O'Mara.
She said, you will be up. I will wake you up at 6 o'clock to go drive around town and put up the yard sign.
Perfect. I thought you weren't supposed to do anything.
Well, that was going to be my... She said, when I said, no, I don't have to do anything, no hauling, no going up and down the stairs, God knows, without the health insurance.
And you got a bad
That's
knee.
True.
And... so that was fine. Yeah. And even though we were up pretty late, I stayed up later than the two of them because they have their little wine.
Can you ballpark
it? Probably about 12:30.
Well, that's not bad.
12:30, 1 o'clock, I turn in, and Mrs. O'Mara decided that she was going to wake me up at 4:45.
Mm, she's excited.
She's up at 4:30.
I bet she didn't even need an alarm, did she?
Why not wake me up? Let me tell you, you know, I don't pound them like I used to. So when I do...
Are you talking about your wife?
I'm talking about wine.
Hey. Oh, I'm just kidding.
So waking me up at 4:45 after getting to bed at about 1:30 in the morning is me just going, kape, 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 like that. And I went out and put up the yard signs. Now...
How many?
Four.
Did you make them?
I made them 3 years ago. We used them the same ones.
Okay. Brilliant.
So the beautiful hand carved
wood. It's a recession on.
Strong.
It's a recession.
Mike got out his wood burning set.
Ink so, doesn't grow on trees.
No, it's my
do they have arrows?
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah. One arrow's like here.
Okay.
This way.
Do they have arrows?
They do. Not all of them.
No.
Right.
But a couple of them do.
Well, at that early time in the morning, you could point an arrow in the wrong way and mess everything up.
Oh, you could screw people up.
So what you want to do is carefully hang them and then hope people go the direction that the arrow points.
You know, to be honest with you, once you put the stuff out in the front yard, I don't think really that we really even have to worry about traffic because people are going to know. And there's a community that supports us. God bless the Salvadorans, the Mexicans, all the people that have come from down south,
Venezuelans,
to this country. I say God bless you. And I mean that from the bottom of my
head. Did you lose count of how many customers, how many clients came up to you and said that they were Oscar's cousin?
I'm not sure.
Or
but
something?
I put the yard sales up. Now, I go into the yard sale with this thought. It is a chance for me to see my neighbors. It is a chance for me to see people and have fun.
Nice day.
And I'm a soft touch at a yard sale.
I know.
It's also cheap.
Like, really, I could sit out there and in 45 minutes, really, I would probably sit there and go, take it.
Take it. You have everything for $8.
Yeah. Everything for $8. Take it all.
It's also a chance for you to work on your exchange because you got pesos to the dollar.
Right.
That's
right.
Work on that.
You know what? The change is hourly, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, no. The big thing that we had with with a certain community was.
Or something.
How much is.
How much?
$1.
50 cents?
How much?
No.
No, $1.
50 cents?
No, $1.
50 cents?
No,
$1. 50 cents?
No, $1. But I'm going to tell you something.
A lot of things went for 75 cents.
Linda, my mother-in-law, God bless her.
Uh-huh.
God bless her real good.
Yes.
She had half of the yard. Carl and I had half of the yard.
Ah.
Oh, so you had your own items and it was actually geographically divided.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, excellent.
I would periodically have a person that would come into the yard that would be very, very interested in a particular item.
Mm-hmm.
And because I am not necessarily somebody who obsesses over it,
mm-hmm.
if I like the, you know, they were a cute family and they mm-hmm. looked like that,
yeah.
I kind of like to just let stuff go.
Be kind.
Carla does not necessarily
because
like to.
Because I think one of your... key things that's going on in your mind for a yard sale is you just want the merchandise out.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something where
Carla's thinking profit.
Yeah, she thinks profit. And for example, I would look over there and at one point I found out early in the yard sale something that Carla wanted $2 for, I think I said was $1. How about $1? And Carla looked around at me and went,
charge $1. What are you doing? Ah!
And I would look at her and go, hey, I'm sorry, all right? And,
yeah.
And then there would be another moment where I would say, hey, those shirts, why don't we let those shirts go for a dollar? She'd go,
those shirts are $5. Are you kidding me?
And she would give me these looks all afternoon long.
At any point, were you offering a discount before a discount was asked for?
Yes.
See, that's bad.
I know it's bad. I know I'm bad at a yard sale. I'm having a little fun. I'm being neighborly.
If you really wanted to have fun, you should have worn your Boss Hog outfit.
Yeah, all white.
Conversely, did she get the prices she was asking for on some of those things?
Well, pretty much everything was a dollar.
Okay.
Everything was a dollar except for
it's Mike O'Mara's Five Below.
Except for the kitchen table and six chairs.
Right.
Which I put on display for $50.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I price them at 80?
You did at 80. Mm-hmm. It did 80 was too it was high. Immediately seeming to be too high.
I think I told you 80, but take 50.
Yeah, okay. Well, we put 50 and we took 40.
But at Crazy Mike's, they're slashing prices.
Crazy right. Mike's, the prices are insane. I'll tell you, Rob, do Mike? You remember the outfits you and I wore in the road trip to Iowa?
Yes.
Those would really be described as that would be my Dom DeLuise era
of
clothing.
Yeah.
You know, where I was really, I was thinking form over function.
Yes.
And I was thinking function over form.
That's yes, right. Exactly.
So I was wearing tents that I thought would be comfortable
right.
in the 104 degree weather.
I understand.
And I was, those have stayed on Iraq now for, it's the second year.
Wow.
And most of them went back up to the attic.
Time
again.
To go.
I donated clothes this weekend. I donated a lot of X's.
I bet you did. Yeah. And so those clothes stayed on the rack. My T-shirts sold like
See, I'm, course, I'm surprised that the big tent-like disc jockey shirts, and I donated some
did
this weekend,
not sell.
You see, I think that those would be great for the very money-minded fat guy.
Well, there are two in particular, the tent-like disc jockey shirts from the Mary and Barry collection.
Yes.
where I look at those and just one theme just pops into my head. What the f*** was I thinking?
Yeah.
And, so I look at those and those went in. But by and large, it was decent. The wine came out at 12:30.
I would have guessed earlier.
I cooked for the ladies, the Pigeon Sisters. I made I made chili for them.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
perfect.
I did. It was wonderful. I did. I made chili for them, and I made cabbage and turkey for them. So I cooked for them too. I made two meals. I was the
which
woman.
Way was the wind blowing?
And incidentally, I was the woman. I was the woman all day. When the yard sale was over, they hauled the stuff inside, and I vacuumed.
That's awesome.
I vacuumed up the beads that broke out of the beanbag that the dogs dragged all around.
Now here's a question. Did you sell any food? I really always want you to sell food at your yard
sale. Decided I wasn't going to bother
I gave
with
you
food.
Such a simplistic idea of the crock pot of hot dogs.
I wasn't going to bother with food. Now, let me tell you something. let's use music to tell this story.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that there's a certain community.
My people.
That yard sale would not be a success in any way at all without
Understood.
Those people.
Okay.
Without the wonderful Hispanic community of Manassas, I would have been screwed, okay?
So what if you didn't?
These people.
Yes?
They don't do dick. You old, wizened hags, get the hell out of my yard. You bad teeth, scummy, nasty pig woman.
Old white lady.
Who wouldn't buy a damn thing. Old get in your casket, wizened, useless bags of water. Screw you. Leave my yard. And we were
so you don't think they would have bought a hot dog?
Today, on Saturday, we're sitting there Saturday, and it became apparent to me as I'm looking out there. It's like, yeah, hello. Oh, hello, fat white lady who's not going to, with blue hair, that's not going to buy a goddamn thing unless it's, you know what, they're there?
What?
Because let me tell you something. This community. They're out for a day of fun. Uh-huh. It's fun for them because you know what? Because probably financially they're not going to be going to Costco. They're not going to be going to Sears. This is really where they're buying stuff for the family. And you know what? God bless them.
Yes.
They
need it.
They're filled. Yeah. It's joyful.
Joy. Looking for bargains.
It's joyful. I'm not being funny. Right. It is joyful.
Yes.
And it is a pleasure to have that. And it feels great.
Right.
And it's wonderful to see that, especially when the kids, Linda had a bunch of toys that she was selling.
Nice.
And it was great and it's fun. Then you get
kids'
this.
Toys?
Then you get this. The wizened.
Are they just
you know what they're
you?
There? No. They're there to steal something.
No.
And if they, and I'm not talking about picking it up and putting it in their pocket. Yeah. I'm saying get a goddamn deal. That is so Yeah, that's what they're looking for. They're looking at, oh, I really ripped you off.
Yeah, they're looking
that's
for
what
the,
they want.
The Rembrandt that you don't know you own.
Gangs
that's
of elderly women continue to rob the people of Manassas.
That's what they're there for.
The like, antique table.
Yeah. How much is this? And we get the, how much is this shirt? Carlos said, it's $3.
And she puts it back.
And they throw it away. And then you get the guys, the dudes that come in who are fans of the show. And then Mike's all happy.
Do they buy anything, the fans?
Oh, my God. I got to give the money back. The guy wanted to. The guy gave me $20. The guy, they'll give us $20 for something that's a dollar.
What?
You gave,
you gave money back?
I gave the guy that wanted to. That I gave the T-shirt. He wanted to insist on paying for the T-shirt, and I wouldn't take his money.
Because
he made me feel. Sorry.
That's,
he made me feel very happy.
$10 out of your
must
pocket.
Be at the next yard
Mark,
sale.
Mark, yeah. You know that when you bring the T-shirts back to the O'Mara household, you know that there's going to be
anything
a
goes.
That's why I don't usually bring them to the household.
So I really. Oh, it's like I'm sorry, Rob.
Yes.
Where's the newsreel music? Because
I've you want to?
I've been flapping my gums. It's time for this day in Buzz Burbank's birthday.
There's more.
Yeah, we're taking a look back at the days in Buzz's birthday.
So many to choose from.
To celebrate Buzz's birthday. We will not mention the year he was born.
No, that's because that's not polite to give his age.
No, but we will give his age on the date in question. And, Rob, what do we have today?
Buzz's 30th birthday.
Ooh. Buzz's 30th birthday.
I believe that's when you were living in New York City.
That's right.
And you went out to see the Yankees play. Oh. Buzz's 30th birthday.
The camera highlights in the world of sports. Mm-hmm. Unparalleled in baseball history is the spectacle which today enthralls 62,000 fans. For today in New York's Yankee Stadium is Lou Gehrig Appreciation Day.
Yeah. Oh,
today,
yeah.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Yeah.
Still echoes in my head.
So much happier, Mike.
That's great. That's
so
good.
Much happier than his 29th birthday.
We will take a break and
oh,
come
wait,
back.
Oh, wait. I think can we just do his 29th?
Okay, let's do his
29th
birthday.
Because his 29th birthday wasn't right now, as happy.
We take a look back. This is Buzz's, this happened on Buzz's 29th birthday.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it. It burst into flames.
Oh.
Wait, get this started. It's flames. It's very terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the morning bed.
That'd be the Hindenburg, Buzz?
It was. It was the Hindenburg.
It warmed you up, though, didn't it?
It did, because it had been cold up to that point.
It's just so amazing. So many things happened on his birthday.
I then had mixed feelings about the flaming candles on my cake.
Rob, on the other side of the break, can we come back with a couple more?
No, absolutely.
Right,
finish
ready
up.
For that. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and the
Gundam Star.
Magic Audio Ball, which really is Buzz's birthday stuff. We're going to do that. We'll take a break. Be right back. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. This segment, the Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by the life-saving courses customized from Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun County, and also Springfield, Virginia. But they can also bring those courses to your business.
Wow.
So if you've got a bunch of people that are working on a floor at a retail outlet and you want them to learn how to save a life of a customer,
gotta do it.
Bring them right out to you. They'll bring it right to you, and the courses can be tailored to your schedule, all in one day or spread out over several days. I think it's great.
Awesome.
It's great for team building. To get a life-saving training for your business, call April at 703-822-9040, and they'll come right in and do it like they
did
on our show.
Right.
And like them on Facebook. That's the most important thing for us. NVCC AHA Training Center. Let your employees take a class to save a life.
Speaking of like, just quickly want to thank your wife.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Carla. So nice of her.
She gave us Halloween goodie bags.
Right.
I was surprised.
You know what?
We get them every year, though.
It doesn't translate outside of the people that are seeing us on camera, but I got a lot of these looks, too, when I would say, how much is that? Whatever. Yeah, why don't we? And I would say something like, why don't you just take it? And Carla would be like,
look like the Predator.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get to Rob's Magic Audio Vault, it's time once again as we celebrate Buzz Burbank's birthday.
This
we're not going to give you his age.
So great. It's like a walk down memory lane. I have to tell you, the Yankees game, we didn't call them throwback uniforms then.
Yeah. No, they were just the uniforms.
I love those stripes.
Rob, can we skip a little further back? Can we go
we
a little
can,
bit
actually,
further?
Mike. I think it was America was in turmoil on his 25th birthday.
Oh,
Buzz,
God,
this
yes.
is when Buzz was 25. Let's take a look back.
Oh,
this day
man.
In Buzz's birthday.
It's like a nightmare.
This is the scene outside the county courthouse in Hartford, Connecticut, when word came that Henry Johnson, sailor friend of Betty Gow, the Lindbergh baby's nurse, had been taken there for questioning.
The noise.
Not since the news of the kidnapping had any development in the case created such intense excitement. And now we are going to take you to Hopewell, New Jersey, where a little country store is the headquarters for newspaper and radio men, flashing day and night their messages throughout the world in the greatest search in history.
Do you remember the uncertainty when the Lindbergh baby was missing?
I do. Well, it was a nation in angst.
Yeah, it really was. Really,
but, you know, it's a joyful experience when you give someone a project and you know they're going to hit a home run, and then it's a longer home run than you actually thought it was.
We were on the
be.
Edge of our Adirondack chairs.
Now, do you remember his 21st birthday, which was a big deal because it was when Buzz first could vote.
This day in Buzz's birthday.
Oh,
when Buzz
day.
Was 21.
Big
and
day for me.
Actually, his candidate won that year.
Oh, that's great.
That's right. It was Calvin Coolidge.
Let's listen.
I believe in the American Constitution. I favor the American system of individual enterprise.
Oh, God.
And I am opposed to any general expression of government ownership and control.
Buzz, was that a thrill to be there?
Oh, God, happened? Yeah. Well, I always said back then, I always said, Cal put the cool in Coolidge.
And Buzz was Chilly always, night. He was always political, oh, even he when yeah. he was 15.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to go take a look back this day in Buzz's birthday
I
when
was
he was
involved.
15.
Yeah, that's he was good. Going door-to-door canvassing for William McKinley.
Oh, wow.
My fellow citizens, recent events have imposed upon the patriotic people of this country a responsibility and a duty greater than that.
But I think one of the most amazing pieces of tape
that
we found is, yeah, from Buzz's ninth birthday.
His ninth? You were a little boy.
Just a little kid.
I don't even know if I remember this.
This is when Buzz was nine.
9 years old, Buzz.
And again, still very political.
Rob, the research.
First more than 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on
I didn't know that was recorded. Buzz! You? How did you get Abe Lincoln?
Oh, he was in Pennsylvania.
It wasn't easy.
How did you get this?
I took a toilet paper tube and coated it with wax.
We are engaged in a great civil war.
Rob, this is we've made history on this show. We have the Gettysburg Address on tape.
I know. I was shocked, and I think the most amazing piece of tape. And boy, did I have to dig deep.
You have something earlier than that?
Buzz's third birthday.
Buzz's third birthday. This is a miracle. Let's go back and Rob got the audio. I don't know how he was able to do this. Let's go back and take a peek. Fire.
Yeah.
Fire is good. Robert, these...
It's where I got my sense of rhythm.
Are these cavemen?
Yes, it's from his third birthday. I think this is how they were communicating.
Bitch, how did they get the reverb, Rob?
I don't know.
That's pretty amazing.
Cave echo.
Cave echo.
I still have some of the drawings.
Anyway, so that's a look back on Buzz's birthdays.
Man, that's incredible. Oh, Buzz, man. Happy birthday.
Greatest tribute ever.
It's been so much fun taking a look back. It's been terrific. What a day.
Hope to do it again next year.
Yes, next year we'll do it again.
You're not the only one.
I'd love to hear that Abe Lincoln, man. We're going to get that right over to the Smithsonian.
You want to hear Abe again?
Let's hear Abe.
Because remember, Abe Lincoln had a very nasally voice.
Yes. 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent.
Our fathers, yes.
I didn't know that RJ was there to engineer the audio at Gettysburg. But that's the great honest Abe, Mike, and that's a look back. Do you want to open
Beautiful.
The thing?
Yeah, let's open up the audio vault.
And do a couple things here.
The audio vault for today, Monday, October 8, 2012, although you don't need to do an audio vault with that. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Great job, Rob. Thank you so
I do
much
want to do one. I want to mention one thing because you know the day.
Columbus Day.
I'd like to do an honest tribute to Christopher Columbus, if I may.
Very good. Go ahead.
This Columbus Day, let's honor a man who in 1492 was the first European to discover America. If you don't count Leif Erikson 500 years earlier. Christopher Columbus, of course, set foot on the sandy beaches of the Bahamas, but he thought he was actually somewhere in Asia. He arrived in a land inhabited by peace-loving islanders who he shackled and put to work as slaves. Mm-hmm. He made 3 trips to these islands and never actually knew where he was and never figured out that the people he was enslaving were not actually from Asia.
Didn't matter.
And that's why today we honor the great navigator, Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Great job, Chris. Enjoy the holidays.
Did somebody bring that over? I was watching one of the news. I believe the idea of Explorer Day.
Buzz brought it up to me.
I think that's a great
idea. I was
reading
about this morning. There is actually an active group of people who are proposing we no longer call it Columbus Day, but instead call it Exploration Day and use it to pay tribute to people like Neil Armstrong and Lewis and Clark, as well as Columbus and all the other explorers.
And my
Columbus Day's bull.
Yeah,
and you know,
right.
Explorer's Day also honors my proctologist.
Who gets off? Just the government.
I
correct?
Do. Sometimes twice.
Oh, stop it. I think the government. I think the federal government.
Schools.
Yes.
Was your traffic good today?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. School. Yeah.
All the kids are crawling around my house today.
We're working. Yeah. There we go.
Here we are.
Right. We took Thursday off. So.
That's right. Yeah.
I thought Thursday was Columbus Day.
No, Leif Erickson Day.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Absolutely. You know the number one movie in America was the weekend?
Well, no.
Taken 2.
Yeah.
Taken part. Liam Neeson rocks.
Let's go to a clip so you can hear how Liam's. For the land of the free. Did not mean to hit that.
That's all right. I can listen to that.
Enjoyed it. His voice is very high.
That's not Liam Neeson. This is Liam Neeson. Do you know the name of his character? I don't know why I find this entertaining. The name of his character in Taken?
Huh. What is it?
Brian Mills.
Brian Mills.
Sounds like a disc jockey.
How are you?
Here's Brian Mills.
How's it going?
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother and I are going to be taken. And people are going to come for you, too.
Leave the place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about.
There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet.
So I guess the actual plot is that he gets taken this time. And wow. We asked him, at the Mike O'Mara Show Studios, Mike, asked him about the changes in the character of Brian Mills.
He's, well, I think his past is catching up with him. I think he's a little bit older.
Older.
A little bit wiser. And is feeling tired, actually,
sure.
of this covert life that he has led. And wants to, he's Jesus. Still very
Come on,
much
Liam.
Overprotective father.
Relax a little bit.
And also, I thought Liam Neeson, do you
Rob,
hear something?
I think that might be the phone.
I know, Rob, Rob usually gets a call every single Columbus Day. It's it's a traditional Columbus
really?
Day. Rob is, you know, you heard those, you know, those tapes that he
Yes,
has.
Yeah. right.
Hello. Rob, you want to get that?
Yeah, hello?
Pronto.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, who is this?
It's a Christopher Columbus.
Hey, Christopher, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
You know, I always love when
Oh, my God. Is this Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, it's my day. How you do? It's a great day for you, all right? How you doing?
I love when you call because I always like to remind you, you know, a lot of people say bad things about you, but I have one opinion of you.
I know you do.
I say, you're a good boy.
I'm a good boy. I'm so happy. I want you to come over tonight and make a bigger plate of pasta for you. How about that?
How
huh?
big?
He's a big of your head.
That's a big player.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. We've got a good friend of yours here.
Who's that?
Somebody that you were on the boat with.
Oh,
celebrated his birthday.
Oh,
and it's his birthday
right.
today. It's Buzz Burbank.
I forgot it. That's the way I want to say, hey, Buzz Burbank, you're a good boy. You were a good boy on the ship. You rode like nobody's business. Yeah. I remember your big, you. Powerful arms. You rode a boat, huh?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Those were the days.
Which boat you on? Anina to Peter to Santa Maria. Which one?
Oh, the Santa Maria, of course.
Santa Maria.
Hey, it's been a while since we've chatted, Chris. Yeah. Are you still feuding with Amerigo Vespucci?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, he's full of crap. I tell him that all the time. I say, hey, you want to go across the ocean as many times as I do? Then you talk to me.
Because we named the country after him instead of you.
Yeah, that's right. He's a dick.
Hey!
I kid because I love.
You're a good boy.
Hey, how about that? Oscar's still there?
No, yes, sir. Oscar's asleep. It's the audio ball.
Oscar Santana.
Thank you for the holiday.
He's such a good boy. He's from Bolivia. He got a good friend named Shannon.
Hey, do you want to say hi to a guy we used to work with?
Who that?
John Constantino.
Johnny Constantino.
He's a good boy.
He's so sad. Oh, but he's a good boy.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Hey, I see you tonight for pasta.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, pronto.
Ciao, ciao.
Pronto. Awesome. I love when he calls.
That's weird. Pronto is kind of like hello. I don't know why he said that hanging up.
Talking about Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson apparently very used to making motion pictures and getting a second chance.
Right.
This is last week. He was promoting Taken 2, and he was on SportsCenter. He had just gone to his first Jets game.
Really?
And they asked him about it. I like how he handled it.
Can you even act like the Jets are good this year?
Okay, we better start again, can we? Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, okay, I'll be very honest with you. It's only the second football game I've ever been at in my life. I still don't understand the rules. But on Sunday, yes, I know the Jets got trounced, but it was great to just celebrate great athleticism.
And you know what?
Oh, wow.
He is a very dry dude.
Yeah. He is.
He truly is. And, you know, he has, there's certain of these movie stars where I call it movie star weariness.
Yeah.
They're so famous, they've been famous for so long that they have that just kind of like, if the money is good.
Yeah,
I'll do it. There we are.
Great series. Yeah.
You're the most incredible, Liam. That's the greatest actor I've ever seen. You're on the top 10 of everybody's list. You're the major movie star. Thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
the president had that. Right?
We'd better start again.
Same thing. Same exact thing.
Okay, so we're short on time, so I won't discuss the fact that David Blaine is wearing his metal suit and being electrified for 3 days. I think that finishes tonight. That's his most recent stunt.
Oh, he's a douche.
Have you seen him in his metal suit?
No, I haven't.
Looks like a 1950s science fiction movie.
Really?
Hope nothing goes wrong.
Congratulations to Bill O'Reilly and John Stewart for having their site crash during their debate.
Oh yeah. Oh no! Are you kidding?
You have that? Oh, good. 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 Buzz.
Wow.
And I'll close with I liked Saturday Night Live's review of the winners and the losers of the presidential debate.
Okay.
So here he is from this week's Weekend Update.
Loser, moderator Jim Lehrer. Jim, you got to keep the guys to time. If that's how long you think 2 minutes is, your wife is a lucky woman. Winner, Fox News. When that thing ended, you guys must have looked at each other and said, I think we can report this one exactly as it happened. When I turned over to your post-debate coverage, I expected to see Sean Hannity getting a Gatorade shower. Winner, people with pre-existing medical conditions. Romney defended his health care plan, claiming that like Obamacare, it will take care of you. Loser, people with pre-existing medical conditions because, you know, he's not telling the truth. Biggest winner, America. Is there anything more exciting than Joe Biden thinking it's up to him to get the lead back?
And that is your magic audio ball. Happy birthday, nice. Buzz.
There you go. We'll take a break. Thank come you. Back with the birthday boy and news right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Seriously, happy birthday, Buzz.
Thank you all.
Belated. It was yesterday. Did you do anything fun?
I went to see a movie yesterday morning. There's a theater near my house that has a 10 a.m. showing.
Did you go by yourself?
No. Yes, I did. No, Marcia and I went to the movie.
I just tell you, because you didn't reference her.
No, that's true.
One would say no, we.
She was there, too.
Okay, she went. Went to a movie with your wife. Did you sit together?
Yes, we did.
Well, that's nice.
The chair that I sat down in was terribly squeaky, and I had to get up because I said, no, this isn't gonna
work. Not on my birthday.
That's right. I didn't want to disturb other people. Yeah.
Good. Did you dine anywhere fun? Or?
We went home after that and had a homemade brunch of steak and eggs, which was fantastic.
Okay.
I love, as Rob knows, because I talk about it a couple times a week, I love steak and eggs.
The man loves protein.
And then a big shrimp dinner as well.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of time on the phone talking to friends and family, most of whom are many, many miles away.
Very good.
So yeah, it was a nice day.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, now get to work.
All right, thank you.
Very good.
You know, we appreciate it. And it's very important to us for people to patronize our sponsors. And if you have done so, thank you. And if you haven't, please consider it. Whether it's an established company like Encore that Mike mentioned earlier, or an individual who's just trying to make a living at something he happens to be very good at. This newscast is brought to you by the delightfully disturbing RobPsych.com.
Psych!
You need to know that psych in this case is spelled S-E-Y-K.
Mike, it's S-E-Y-K.
That's it, exactly.
No, that's psych.
Okay. This Halloween terrify your senses and challenge your sanity with unnerving imagery at robpsych.com. Rob Psych novels and short stories force you to remind yourself it's only fiction. Search Rob Psych in the Kindle section through our Amazon page or at robpsych.com. That's R-O-B-S-E-Y-K, robpsych.com. Generating years of nightmares, one story at a time.
S-E-Y-K.
Psych!
Thank you. A couple of big things happened last week in the presidential race, and today we see the consequences of those things. First, Romney won the debate. An astounding 70 million people were watching as Romney spoke with organized confidence, and Obama looked down at his notes, spoke meekly, and skipped opportunities to attack his opponent or even raise a firm defense. But later in the week, what would appear to be a win for Obama, as a jobs report brought unemployment back to where it was when Bush left office. But poll numbers just out show that the debate did a lot more for Romney than the jobs numbers did for Obama.
Absolutely.
The president now leads Romney by just 1 or 2 percentage points. What was a 6-point lead for the president is now a statistical tie again. One poll even shows the candidates in a real tie at 47% each.
Yep.
The Romney debate win, which Democrats say he achieved with lies and position reversals, has also boosted his campaign donations. His campaign says $12 million additional dollars poured in the 48 hours that followed the debate, with 60% of that money coming from first-time donors.
So let me ask you guys.
Wow, that's right? A lot.
There's more, yes.
I mean, obviously a game changer.
Right.
Yeah. Game changer.
Yes, for now.
Does this do it?
I think
it's so fluid. I think it's so fluid that anything can happen at this stage. And we learned from the debate that anything. However, even a tie In the next debate.
Right.
The next three debates. There are two more presidential debates, correct? Mm-hmm. And one more
yes,
vice president.
Right. That's correct.
Even a tie in those debates, I don't think, go ahead.
It's anyone's race.
Yeah.
I still believe it. I believe that. Say that this was the last debate,
right,
and you're going to walk into your voting booth on voting day, and you still are going to, you're going to look at what, how it's going to affect you and what you find the most important as far as their agendas and what they believe the country should be. You're going to decide that, and you're going to, because what they're saying is really nothing new except for the fact that Mitt Romney has said it a little better now.
Eloquently.
Yeah. Yes,
eloquently.
That's it. That's all it is. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see.
I think, at least for now, he's picked up the independents, because if you look at the poll numbers carefully, Obama really didn't lose any ground, surprisingly, to me. Mm-hmm. But Romney did gain, and I think that gain came from independents. Yeah. Again, at least for now. Can it change? There's still time. Will it? I don't know. I'm going to lay out a couple more facts here, and you be the judge. Let's see. They say there's also been an increase in campaign volunteers at the Romney campaign. 300,000 new Facebook followers since the debate. Now, the Obama campaign says the president has now finally sat down at some encouragement to watch his performance in last week's debate, and we'll have a new strategy for the next debate 8 days from today. As Oscar just pointed out, it can't just be a tie.
No.
He's got to do better than that.
I think it was a drinking game, and they sat him down with a bottle of booze.
Yeah, but the thing about these Nicorette debates, it's not, you know, Mitt Romney's great at it, and I think he's demonstrated that, and that's what he's up against. He's great at debating, whether it's true or not. It's not, truth doesn't matter in a debate.
Apparently
what
not.
What matters in a debate? Well, it doesn't.
Yeah, no,
you're
right.
It means
yeah,
nothing in a debate. What means something in a debate is having an authoritative statement of your position, pure and simple.
Mainly what Obama has to do is be the kind of speaker in that debate that he is out on the campaign trail, that
right,
he was
and
originally.
And he can do it.
Yeah.
He can do it.
Oh, I believe he can. I think most people believe that.
But and also, you know, the loss in the first debate might be the kick in the pants that makes him do it.
But here's the thing.
Will it ring hollow?
Do you guys think there's any segment of the country that has that underdog thing where we kind of like to see that narrative? I think
there are a lot of people.
You talk about...
There are a lot of people that would... If he comes out flat, he's done.
You mentioned last week, you said the media prefers it to be a close race. I think the public prefers it to be a close race. I think that's why the media jumps on that.
Yeah, I mean, I rarely quote Newt Gingrich, but I watched him on Meet the Press.
Oh, you quote him all the time.
Constantly. I will tell you this, that that on Meet the Press, he said, this could be one of the most interesting presidential elections in history.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I agree with him.
And
I think it's going to be amazing.
Newt Gingrich knows interesting.
Oh, and speaking of that, just to quote Bill Maher, tremendous show this weekend.
Yep.
Really one of his best efforts. And he had an environmentalist on, the name escapes me.
Yes,
but
I saw
this
guy,
you know, here's a little fact that I forgot, you know, is that, you know, when you root for one team, I forget that little issue of the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I care about the environment.
Right.
I care about it. I believe in global warming. And there are a lot of people that are going to be in positions of power under a Romney administration that might not necessarily agree
with
me.
And you recycle now.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Oh, there's someone
at the
door.
Want to go see? Is it the door?
I bet it's Christopher Columbus.
My birthday stripper is here.
Let's see what's happening. There might be something special happening right now.
Wouldn't that be something? Let me just finish this up by saying, and I think this is important, 8% of registered voters say they've already cast their vote.
Did we put the sign on the door today?
We did.
Yeah, we did, yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so what it is?
Someone who can't read.
What?
A board? Someone's here to pick up a board.
A board? A musical board?
I bet
that's the yard sale. No, that's, you know, no, I'm sorry. That's, you know, that they don't come back on Monday.
Uh-oh.
Is it the board that's on the speaker stands right there?
Yeah, what if Carla made the rules?
I don't know. That might be a Carla rule. Come back later. Yeah.
We're just doing a live broadcast.
Yeah,
no,
got a live broadcast here.
Yeah, Mark's saving the sale.
Hold on.
Right now.
It's a chalkboard. God almighty. We'll be back today.
There's a board.
No, you're not coming back today. You're coming back Monday.
There's a board on top of the speaker stands right by the
front
door.
I bet that's it.
No, it's a chalkboard.
Oh.
It's a chalkboard.
Yeah, it's a chalkboard.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll edit all this out.
Unbelievable.
Is it a teacher?
All right, go ahead.
The president, by the way, was not the only recipient of a debate failure last week. Saturday night's live stream debate between Jon Stewart and Bill O'Reilly, a huge disappointment for most of the people who tried to log in but could not. Half of the $4.95 they'd paid to see it was designated for charity, but at least one viewer says the non-charity half should be refunded. Roku handled this pay-per-view event and handled it very badly, by all accounts.
He still does weather on the Today Show. Al Roku.
Is there any review for the content? Because I didn't hear about that. Were they funny?
You know what I tend to read, but what I read was that Jon Stewart Stewart steamrolled over O'Reilly.
That, oh, really?
That it was an easy win for Stewart. But I guess that depends on what side you're
from
on.
From what I read and from what I've seen in clips, I did not buy the pay-per-view, is that the comedy was extraordinarily medium.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I figured it would.
If you went, it was quite a serious debate, as I understand.
And the thing is with O'Reilly, you really can't be that funny.
No.
Because he's not funny.
Yeah, he's not funny.
He's a disc jockey.
He's not nice.
Not a good one. Right. Our friends in California are, as you may have heard, suffering from some brutally high gas prices. Those prices jumped by another 4 cents Saturday night, leaving the average price on Sunday at $4.66 a gallon.
This is so...
A few stations charging $6 a gallon.
This is your oil companies at work. I'm sorry. It is.
No, I think it's because Obama screwed up the debate.
There are two reasons for the crazy prices. Fires and other problems and shutdowns at California's refineries have slashed the state's supply. And California, remember, has tougher fuel mix regulations than any other state to try to keep their smog under control. So Governor Brown stepped in yesterday to order an early switch from summer blend to winter blend, which doesn't evaporate so quickly.
What is it, Starbucks?
This will actually boost the state's gas supply by as much as 10%.
Good.
Wow. All right.
So we hope
it helps. I'm glad.
And
we
understand their fuel mix is the best mix, and everyone can agree on it.
Stay classy, Sacramento.
Even the boss.
Right.
Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky wants to speak at his sentencing hearing tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day he finds out his punishment for 45 counts of child sexual abuse on at least 10 victims. Although Sandusky did not testify in his own defense, his lawyers say he wants to speak at his sentencing. In that speech, he's expected to ask for leniency.
Sadly, his prepared statement is, "Would you like some candy?"
Yeah. Leniency ain't going to happen there, Jerry.
I don't think so. Michael Vick, meanwhile, has a dog, apparently. But he's now taken down the tweeted picture that included a box of dog biscuits and other evidence. Oh, for the record, Vic's 3-year ban on owning a dog ended earlier this year.
Oh, my God. Really?
Remember my
I'm
wish?
Stunned. I'm so stunned. That, to me, shows you that he doesn't get it. He still doesn't get it.
What could go wrong?
Jesus Christ.
The ignorance in politics I referenced on the bonus hour last week, the ignorance in politics we wish would go away, it still hasn't. An Arkansas state representative has said in a book that slavery may have been a blessing in disguise for African Americans because it ultimately allowed them to become citizens. But John Hubbard goes he worries that it might not be possible for black people to, quote, firmly establish themselves as contributing members of society.
Wow.
And Todd Aiken.
Just checking. I'm looking on my iPhone here.
Is the President of the United States a contributing member of society?
I'm just checking. It is 2012, right? Yeah. I don't need to reboot the phone.
Oh, my God.
And Todd, this is not one of Rob's clips from earlier. And Todd Aiken, who has odd ideas about rape and the female anatomy, is not the only guy to fear on the House Subcommittee on Science. Republican Paul Brown of Georgia says the Bible is the key to public policy making and that evolution is a lie, quoting him, straight from the pit of hell.
Yep.
And finally...
There you go again.
Finally, there's hiding in plain sight, and then there's this guy. On Friday morning, police in Memphis spotted a red pickup truck with the words "meth lab" printed on the back windshield.
RJ!
Wow. And again on the driver's side window. Couldn't be, right?
No. Too obvious.
No. But they pulled over the truck and spoke with the driver. Yep, that was a mobile meth lab.
Oh, my God!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow! Happy birthday, Buzz!
Hey, Buzz! Happy.
Thank you all. We'll be back tomorrow. Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. They are a sponsor of our live stage show.
Yeah.
Coming up November 10th, getting closer, at Circus in beautiful, scenic, biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may help you, just like Oscar Santana. You love them.
Call them today. You got the day off. Take the time.
For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We're so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services. Happy birthday, Buzz. Thank you all very much, Rob. Home run on the looking back.
Great job. Great
you know
camera.
What? It's really...
Also, another thank you to Mr. Oscar Santana, doing a great job with our cameras.
Oh, yeah, Oscar.
With his
great.
Friend Matt. Thank you for all of that.
The work
you guys
continues.
Are doing great.
Buy that boy a sandwich.
We'll see you tomorrow for another show. You wanted to say something?
I was going
to
say that those who do not understand the past are doomed to repeat it. So thank you, Buzz, for letting us share your life.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye,
everybody. Ciao. Wait, what?
Columbus Day.
When Columbus was sailing along on his vessel. On his what? Not on his what, on his vessel. Don't you know what vessel is?
Sure, I can vessel.
You suppose I could buy back my introduction to you?
Columbus Day.